The prospect of a war in Iraq has also put Westerners in Saudi Arabia on high alert. This week, Britain warned its 30,000 nationals in the kingdom about an increased threat from terrorism in the event of a conflict. That warning followed several attacks against Westerners in the last few months by alleged al-Qaeda sympathizers. We get that story from NPR's Kate Seely in Riyadh.
Behind the high walls of a housing compound for foreigners here, life seems almost normal. Young children play in the swimming pool, oblivious to rising tensions in the region. But just down the street in one of the compound's tidy brick houses, an American financial analyst is packing his bags to leave. The New Yorker, who asked that he and his American employer remain anonymous, says his firm is transferring its Western workers to neighboring Abu Dhabi for security reasons. He says he's relieved.
There's probably less crime here than elsewhere, but you just don't want to be that one statistic, you know, that comes up in the headline of a paper for that one particular cause.
He says he was spooked by last month's killing of a British citizen. The aviation worker was shot in his car by a man the government said was an al-Qaeda sympathizer. Islamist activist Abdulaziz Qasim says Westerners here have good reason to be worried. Qasim, who has close ties to hardline religious leaders, says a U.S.-led war against Iraq plays into the hands of extremists. Al-Qaeda is present, it's strong, it enjoys widespread legitimacy, says Qasim, and it can mobilize followers. And Americans, he says, are its number one target. He says recent calls for jihad or holy war by some Islamic groups have added to the threat to Westerners. Gun sales are up in Saudi Arabia and elsewhere in the Gulf region, he says, as radical groups encourage sympathizers to arm themselves. And that endangers the stability of the region, he says, and it's a result of America's illegitimate war against Iraq. In an effort to maintain stability here, authorities have been stepping up arrests of suspected militants, says Qasim. The government recently announced it was putting 90 alleged al-Qaeda members on trial and was holding some 250 others for questioning. Despite a shootout in February between militants and security forces, Qasim says the government is being careful to avoid violent confrontations with radical groups. That will lead to more bloodshed, and the government understands that, he says. But one Saudi analyst said he worries that the government's security measures are inadequate. This week, an explosion went off in a home outside Riyadh, killing one man. Kalashnikovs, hand grenades, and explosive substances were found inside the house. Over the past 2.5 years, 5 Westerners have been killed in car bombings and shootings, which diplomats blame on al-Qaeda sympathizers. Saudis have also been targets of violence. A deputy governor of a northern province was shot recently, as was a judge. But Khalid al-Mayina, editor-in-chief of the Arab News, says despite the violence, the state is not at risk.
I think the state is stable. There's been no breakdown of law and order in that real sense of the word. There is no chaos, there's no disruption.
But one Saudi lawyer said the attacks on Westerners and others are an attempt to undermine the state. Another Saudi analyst said he believes the kingdom has a serious security problem on its hands, one which will only worsen with the start of a war. In the meantime, most Western embassies have told their nationals to take precautions. The Canadian embassy has urged its citizens to leave. But according to diplomats here, most Westerners have chosen to stay, although a terrorist attack could easily change their minds. Kate Seely, NPR News, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.